You are representing a student who was stabbed outside McKinley High School on school grounds a couple of years ago. Another student attacked at Emerson. And we've just heard about this past Monday's stabbing inside McKinley High School. What have been the thoughts that you have had and what's been going through the minds of your clients hearing about this?
Well, the Buffalo school system has had a problem with security, with violence in the school district for a long time. Teachers have been complaining about it, the need for more security guards, for more procedures, disciplinary protocols to keep students away from each other that have animosity and could be a danger to each other and a danger to other students. It needs to change. That's one of the reasons why we filed those two lawsuits, because if the administration doesn't do it on their own, then maybe by filing a lawsuit and making them pay, then they'll own up to what they need to do. But definitely, you know, there's metal detectors at McKinley. Are the officers are the security guards trained to use the metal detectors the way that they should be used or not? I don't know, but there's no reason that a student should have gotten into McKinley High School with a knife. Additionally, it's reported that the students that had this incident had a previous incident during the summer where someone was stabbed. So those students should even be at the same school. They should be separated from each other. So there's a lot that needs to be done to ensure the safety of students, the safety of parents. When people send their children to school for 8 hours, the parents should not have to be worried about their children being bullied, being injured, being shot, being stabbed. And all I can say is the school district has to do a much better job, because right now their grade should be an F.
John, have you filed lawsuits already on behalf of your clients from McKinley a couple of years ago and in Emerson?
Yes, and they're pending in Erie County Supreme Court, both of them.
How concerned should parents be about the safety of Buffalo's public schools, not just at McKinley?
Well, if I were a parent, I would be very, very concerned. I would be attending school board meetings. I would be meeting with the principals. I would be meeting with the leaders and of the teachers union or whatever to make sure that my children are safe. Fortunately, my children are grown now and you know, wonderful professions and they have wonderful families, and I don't have to worry about that. But if I was a parent, I would be keeping a close eye on everything.
When it comes to making Buffalo schools safer in your mind, what should the district have already been done and what should they already be doing in light of what happened on Monday?
Okay. Metal detectors are very important, but a metal detector is not important. I mean, it's not going to work unless you have officers that are trained to use them, and there's no exceptions. You come in the building, you go through the metal detector. Just because I know you and or you're a friend or whatever, you don't get in. You go through the detector. Secondly, keep students away from each other that have animosity towards each other and that have had fights, and we really need to have teachers that are trained to identify potential instances of violence and report it, but just not only report it, but have an administration that is going to follow up and make sure that the students are protected from danger, as well as the teachers protected from danger.